And then secondly, there are what we may call the dialogues and discourses of the Buddha. This is the second branch of the scriptures, the second category. And there are about 200 of these. Some are long and some are short. And they're arranged, for the most part, in two great collections. A collection known as the collection of long discourses and a collection known as the middle length discourses. And in the Pali recension of this material, there are 34 long dialogues or discourses and 152 middle length ones. And these, between them, cover all aspects of the moral and the spiritual life. And some are of anthropological interest, some of mythological interest, and even autobiographical interest, because in some the Buddha recounts his own experiences in his own earlier life. So it's a quite rich and slightly miscellaneous collection. Thirdly, third category, there are what we call the anthologies. Anthologies of sayings of the Buddha, usually quite short. And there are two particularly big anthologies containing between them thousands of sayings. There's an anthology of sayings arranged according to subject matter. For instance, there's a little collection on sayings on the gods, another little collection on the sons of the gods, then another on the kingdom of Kosala, on Mara the evil one. The Buddha's sayings on these subjects have all been brought together under one heading. There's a collection on, for instance, on nuns, then on Brahmins, then sayings on Vangisa, one of the most gifted of the Buddha's disciples, who was a poet. A collection of sayings on the forest, on gain and honour, on similes, on views, on stream entry, on the defilements, on the heavenly musicians, on Moggallana, another disciple, on the four foundations of mindfulness, and so on. Collections of sayings on topics of this sort, arranged according to topic. And then there's an anthology of sayings arranged numerically. That is to say, a collection of things of which there's only one. Then a collection of things of which there are two, of which there are three, and so on up to 11. For instance, under the number four, you get the Buddha's sayings on the four things leading to liberation from conditioned existence, the four kinds of purity of a gift, the four kinds of thoroughbred horse, apparently, four dhyanas, or states of higher consciousness, the four Brahma viharas, that is to say, love, compassion, joy, and equanimity, and so on. They're arranged in this ascending numerical order. Then there are, in addition to these, and of course I'm summarizing very, very rapidly, there are a number of shorter anthologies. There's the Dhammapada, which is especially well known, the Sutta Nipata, the Udana, which means the verses breathed out in a state of emotional exaltation, then the Itivutika, the sayings of the Buddha. Thus he said, or like that he said. And then there's a sutra of 42 sections. And this material, the shorter anthologies, are arranged in various ways, usually according to subject matter. So these are the anthologies.